favorite sports, sumo wrestling, comes to NHK TV here in the U.S. This week on the Tech of Sports, we're going to talk a little sumo wrestling on the Modern Life Podcast Network. And don't forget, Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive all the shows and all the content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android, and also Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, other apps where your favorite Modern Life shows are all preloaded and ready to be listened to. And the Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. And the Tech of Sports is a exclusive production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. We've never talked sumo wrestling before on the Tech of Sports, but thanks to technology and the great website NHK World TV, this is how we receive Japanese programming and content here in the U.S. This is Japan's English channel. And they have a new partnership in select markets here in the U.S., a bunch of top 10 markets. And now Charlotte has been added, where the NHK World TV is doing a sumo highlight package for when the sumo matches are going on in Japan. And this is a 24/7 English language public TV network. You get all sorts of news, sports, commentary on culture, history, and you can learn a little bit about what's going on in Japan and Japanese culture as well. So this week on the Tech of Sports, I'm joined by Jay Campbell. He's the U.S. rep for NHK World TV, and Nanao Akinuma, she's the manager of the U.S. distribution for NHK. The JIB is the subsidiary for it. So we have a good conversation, pre-taped interview, and you can listen to it this week coming up here on the Tech of Sports.
Yeah, Jay, if you want to give you guys want to give a little introduction first, and then I'll have a couple questions for you, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, the channel is NHK World. It started up in February of 2009. In just a few short years till today, it's grown from virtually no distribution to, it's 24/7, it's an English language channel, original English language, news at the top of the hour, a show called Newsline that's at the top of every hour, live from Tokyo, contributions from about 30 news, almost 30 news bureaus scattered throughout the world. And the channel very quickly grew to the point that it's now in over 150 countries and regions, closing in on 300 million households reached around the world. Here in the United States, I've been involved with the channel since the beginning, and my company is the USA representative for handling the distribution, and we also handle much of the promotion as well. And we've been working with Stuart and Heidi and their team for quite a while. And as we go about our promotion to the markets that we're in around the country, we're in eight of the top markets, and several others also on a 24-hour basis. But going from top down, we're 24/7 in New York and the top four. So New York and L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia. And then we're also in Seattle and San Francisco, and most recently Charlotte. And so Charlotte, we decided, because there's a new show called Grand Sumo Highlights, that this would be a great place to make an introduction to sumo and to feature that during an event that they stage there every year called Festival in the Park, something like 100,000 people from Charlotte come and visit this thing, and so we'll have a booth and some other presence down there. We're doing a media buy campaign, and Stuart is helping us with some local media attention as well. So that's, in a real broad strokes way, that's the channel.
I guess as it relates to sumo wrestling, is this the only place then around the world that people can watch sumo and the highlights?
Yes, that's right.
And
yeah, sumo is, you know, it's funny, you may know this more than the average person here because of your sports inclination, but oftentimes when we talk to our affiliates and we say, hey, we've got sumo, they're sort of like, oh, that's nice. But it's the way I've likened it is, I was around when ESPN got started, and when they signed that deal with the NFL, it's kind of like, what is going on here, where the Sumo Association is the all-powerful organization in Japan that regulates all of this. And as you may or may not know, NHK has been the longtime exclusive provider of sumo wrestling to fans in Japan. And they've been working on this deal for quite some time to expand it to NHK World. So while we're not featuring the live performances, or not performances, matches, we are, in fact, featuring the highlights of those on a daily basis, weekday basis, during the several weeks when Sumo takes place. It's an event that takes place over, what is it, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, 15 days.
That's every other month, every odd month of the year.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because it goes all year round. Then for Nanao,
yes.
Sumo wrestling is the national sport of Japan. I mean in America we know what sumo wrestling is, but we don't really know a lot about it. And it's really a sport that really rituals and tradition is almost important as the matches themselves, isn't it?
That is correct. Yes, it's a national sport of Japan. Sport has been around in Japan for longer than 1,300 years. It started as almost like a Shinto-related ritual in Japan for people in Japan to play for harvest each year. So even to this date, you can find some sumo-related rituals in countryside of Japan. And later on, around 1500, 1600, sumo was a good way for samurai warriors to get themselves practice for the battle. And then after the war ended around 1600, samurai kept practicing sumo now for some entertainment for people in Japan. So that's sort of how professional sumo started in Japan, and it kind of continued even like 400 years later, and that's sort of how it is.
I mean, it's gotten some press here in the U.S. I think the U.S. there was an American who was a pretty popular or pretty good sumo wrestler years ago. But Jay, why now? What is there? Has there been market research done? Has there been studies that show, it's time to maybe expand the reach or grow sumo around the world? Is there been a conscious effort and realization of that, or is this just with technology you're able to offer this now?
You know, I can't speak to whether there have been specific studies done in NHK to justify this. Knowing NHK as I do, they probably were. But what is also the case with the network is that other than news and world news that NHK World provides through Newsline, the other main objective is to really to display the culture of Japan and the wider region of Asia, but really starting with Japan, to the rest of the world, and to show the world the beauty of Japan, either physically through shows like Journey to Japan, to things like this national sport that is so closely held to their hearts. So it was a natural extension for them to expand out. And I think it's going to be a learning process to see how much of the rest of the world understands the sport and embraces the sport, if you will. It's really the first time that the sport is being taken in a manner that is showing it, from the rulemaking process or the rule following process all the way through. And the idea of getting to know some of these personalities, too. As you say, it had some interest in the U.S. with an individual who had, a connection to us, but these other players, if you want to call them that, are really individuals who have lots of color attached to them as well. And so by doing the presentation the way it's being done, it's going to be a learning experience as well, because part of the episodes will be what we're calling Sumopedia, explaining the sport as it goes along.
I
think this has the potential to really blow the whole marketplace open with and exposing people to the broader NHK World channel. And, as is often the case with cable networks here that become not defined but become known based on a popular show. And then after that, people see all the other richness to it. Same kind of thing here.
I think that's important that you have an kind of an explanation or a, you know, a tutorial to go along with it. Because I think, you know, when people move to the United States from other countries, one of the hardest things to do is try to explain baseball to a person that's never seen, you know, American baseball before. And then the Japanese, you guys have picked up on baseball in a very big way. I know that's so popular over there. But are there... To go along with the packages and the highlights, are there announcers that will, are they speaking Japanese? Will it be translated into English so, you know, the Americans or the other countries or the other viewers can kind of get an appreciation for the how the match works? How's that going to work?
Actually, there is an NHK announcer who's Japanese, but he's perfectly fluent in English, and he actually does the voiceover of the highlights program. So it's in English, so the viewers will have no issues understanding what's going on.
And how long
does our channel right here? It's all English language, 24 hours a day.
Right.
So this is not a subtitled channel. It's some of the video that footage that was shot for other shows are in, that are used as B-roll, if you will, or even some of the main scenes might have originally been shot for domestic consumption. But for the most part, the material that we shoot for that they shoot for NHK World is original to the English language.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because sometimes when you watch, you know, Euro basketball on TV, you get the Greek announcers or the Italian announcers, and while you might recognize some of the American players, you don't understand really what they're saying. You know the game of basketball, but you don't know the little idiosyncrasies of what they're saying. So I think that's great. How long are the highlight shows going to be?
Duration of the show is 23 minutes.
Okay.
So it's basically a half an hour show. The show itself is 23 minutes, and then we have the civil media segment to it. So it rounds up around half an hour show.
Are they on VOD right now?
They are.
If you go to the NHK World website, we'll give Stuart the info. He can pass it on to you. You can click on the video on demand right now, and since we're in the midst of the matches right now, you should be able to see the latest one.
Yeah, the day one of the September match.
Yep, I was on there earlier today doing a little research. So, yeah, I think it's great. And, Jay, are you guys always looking to expand to more cities as well? Is Charlotte kind of a test to see how that goes before, you know, you come to other cities in the South or the Midwest?
Yeah, I'm going to say Charlotte is a test so much as it is just another one in the line of our markets that, where interest is shown by us and in turn by the stations, and we'll grow, accordingly. The growth plan has basically been to go top down. So we're within these eight markets that I just described are all within the top 25. Most of them are in the top 10. We are definitely in the growth mode and want to add other markets. I can't speak to specific ones right now, but we're having discussions with markets all within that top 25 ranking. Actually, in Washington, D.C., we're going to a new station starting in January. It's Maryland Public Television, so it covers the entire state of Maryland, and also has full coverage in the Washington DMA. We have a station in Washington, that we'll be concluding with that didn't have quite the distribution that MPT does or the promotion value.
That will
kick in January. And we're very big on promoting the channel, and so we picked Sumo this time around. But for example, next April, as we do each year, we're going to do the Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. We just came away from an event we did in Los Angeles that is called The Taste, and is run by the L.A. Times, and we were one of their featured sponsors, and our chef Rika from a show we have called Dining with the Chef came over and made a presentation, and we got a lot of publicity out of her stopping over as well.
Great. I think that's a great idea to make the sumo wrestling part of the larger distribution of NHK. I think that's great. And last question for Nanao. What's if an American maybe is not familiar with the sport of sumo, what's maybe one thing you can tell them to try to get them that maybe would sway them to give it a watch?
Good question. You know, like, those guys, like, for, like, they're sumo players. Sumo is their way of life. And they actually, I did my PhD dissertation on sumo, so I have spent more than 18 months observing how they train themselves, you know, how they devote themselves so much to this sport. So, hopefully, you know, I kind of want people to, you know, just try to see behind the match. Like, it's kind of hard, it was a hard thing to imagine. You know, you, what you only see is those two big guys wrestling inside of the ring. But if you actually really sort of try to imagine what are all their efforts, like, you know, sweat and blood that they put into their practice, I think that kind of hopefully opened up the horizon for American viewers.
So the human side.
Human side.
Yeah, but that helps draw women into the fold, too, when they, that the Olympics, you know, capitalizes on that every 4 years, the human interest story. So I think you're smart to make that a part of it as well.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, it's like, it's always like, you know, make what sports interesting to me personally. You know, getting to know the players more as a human being.
Yeah, some of the athletes here in the U.S. you don't want to get to know better, but that's a whole.
Oh, you're talking about the guy. What was his name? The swimmer guy.
Well, no, I'm not just talking about him. There's other, as Jay knows, there's other guys as well. So
okay, but,
Well, A-Rod redeemed himself after a while. Also, Rick, just to show you how popular the sport is over there, we were discussing, because I sent you a video, and where they have their matches, the first couple of those seats are really right up and close. And I believe, what we were talking the other day, I don't know, they were like $500 to $700 US a piece for those seats. And, you know, one slip and those 400 pound guys are right in your lap.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to experience that either.
And they're not wearing much either, I can tell you that.
I know. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Thanks for listening to the Tech of Sports this week. You can see more, all the information about the sumo wrestling on the networks here in the U.S. on the show page at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com, Tech of Sports. So just another great way we're showing how technology is improving and offering more when it comes to sports. This is just a way, and it even reaches across the water and to sumo wrestling, which is bound to be, I think, a popular option here in the U.S. for people that like this different sports, and this is a great start to getting people introduced to sumo wrestling here in the U.S. So this has been the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.